Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, ZZ Top bringing us back. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim, and we got Ray here. That's Ray on cymbals, by the way. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Ray Keating is our guest. He's the chief economist with the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Right, Ray?
You got it. All sorts of good stuff there, updated on a regular basis, usually daily. So head over there. There's a good little logo there that you can click on for the Center for Regulatory Solutions. We've got some interesting stuff going on over there as well.
Your state index is there?
Oh, yes. We've got business tax index.
Your entrepreneurship index is there?
Yep. Small business policy index. All sorts of good stuff there.
How your member of Congress, your delegation, voted on small business issues, what their record is? And pound for pound, nobody does more for small business, my friends, than SBECouncil.org. I encourage you to go there and check them out and support them. Give them some, make a contribution to them. It's important work that they do.
We've also, real quick, Jim, you can go to our website right now. We're running a special campaign where you can become a member for free.
Wow.
Go over to the website.
So check that out. But I don't want you to agree with it for free. I want you to give them $50.
Send
them $50. They need it. They can use it, folks. It'll be put to good use. You know Karen Kerrigan, the president. She's in fact, I think Karen's going to be on next week, I think, right? Anyway, Ray, so one of the things that I've been tracking for all these years is the way small business owners capitalize their business and trying to help them understand a capitalization strategy and that kind of thing. And I've said for all these years, I've written how many articles on the limited resources, the limited outlets that small business owners can turn to capitalize their business. Well, I think in the future, and not just in the future, but right now, we have other options. There are many things going on. There's crowdfunding loans, which I believe is going to be the only thing that small business owners will really have to any degree. I don't think equity is ever going to be a deal for them. That's one thing. The other thing, there are many of the alternative financial entities. We call them factors. Many of them are coming out of the shadows and becoming real solid contributing players for small business, plus banks, plus all the other stuff. You've been working on this, haven't you?
I've been looking at it. I was actually on a panel in Washington, D.C. yesterday, Financing the Future, put together by the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. And it was actually a half-day event on a whole host of things, and really the role of financing in the economy and why it's critical. And that's a good message because, you know, one of the things that representing small businesses, you know, everybody loves small business, no matter which side of the political aisle you're on, et cetera, et cetera.
That's the rhetoric.
Right, but then when you get over to the financing side, you know, banks and financial institutions, you know, the polls are like, everybody hates those guys. But guess what? They go together. And that's one of the things that I always have to drive home and try to make clear is that, you know, if you want healthy levels of entrepreneurship, you want small business growth, we all know how vital that is to the economy, well, guess what? You're going to have to stop the idea of bashing and taxing and regulating and raising costs.
That's right.
On the financing side.
That's right. Especially community banks.
And community banks are the ones that, as
60% of loans, 60% of small business loans are made by community banks. 600 counties in the United States of America are only served by a community bank.
Yep.
600.
Yep.
One-tenth of the counties in America.
Yep. And if you look at, you know, Dodd-Frank, which was supposed to be all about the big guys, well, guess what? It's
dangerous.
The little guys that are suffering through
that's
that.
Right. That
and you're
fact,
actually
that's
seeing,
exactly right.
There's been some good analysis on this where you're seeing that the Dodd-Frank regulations and other regulations are forcing consolidation among small banks. And that's bad news.
That is
and, you know,
bad.
Listen, if it was market-driven, it's market-driven. That's fine.
But you know what, Ray? You know how many community banks have been chartered since 2007?
Late on me.
One.
Yeah.
One. See, it'd be different. See, we've had a period of time when community banks would fail, consolidate, but you and I would start another one.
Right.
But nobody can do that now because it costs too much money. It's too much. It's too much. Nobody. The regulatory the onerous regulatory requirements are just too much for anybody to want to start one.
And that number you gave is a perfect example, because you can. How do you disentangle what's market-driven and what's government-driven?
That's exactly right.
Your point right there, because you're not having the
But
new
bankers
startup.
Have got to realize that small business owners and people and regular citizens are going to have other options now.
And that's the good thing about what's going on technology-wise.
It's most community bankers don't even know what crowdfunding is. I asked them. They didn't know.
Yeah, but there's you're right, from the small business perspective, the technology is driving more choices, which is good, but we need government to step back and stop with the stupid regulations.
We need a lot of things from the government. And I'm counting on you to fix this, Ray.
And we're working on it, Jim. That's
Thank
what we're
you,
here
buddy.
For.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. Please check that out. You'll thank me later. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.